From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The U.S. Virgin Islands are finally rebounding after suffering two major hurricanes back-to-back. One tourism innovation may have played a part in that. In 2017, Category 5 hurricanes Irma and Maria hit the U.S. Virgin Islands within just 2 weeks. Tourism represents almost a third of the U.S. Caribbean territory's GDP, and it was demolished.
But at the Caribbean Hotel and Resort Investment Summit in Miami Beach this week, Governor Albert Bryan said three-fourths of the U.S. Virgin Islands tourism industry has bounced back.
He says a new government-run volunteer tourism program, Purpose in Paradise, is part of the reason.
We're constantly bombarded with people who want to help but don't have a medium or way in to help. So we created a program that could actually have a point person that will steer people in the proper directions.
Volunteer tourism, or voluntourism, lets visitors take part in disaster recovery or community development projects. It's globally popular, but loosely organized. The U.S. Virgin Islands may have been the first government entity to harness it when it launched Purpose in Paradise last year. Since then, more voluntourists have visited the Virgin Islands and spent more badly needed tourist dollars as the territory gets rebuilt. Joseph Bashulte is the territory's tourism commissioner.
University students that say, hey, we want to come in and do some community service. We figure out the best use of whoever's coming in's time to do the projects. Howard University sent some students, and they specifically came in to assist with the projects that were identified.
Those same voluntourists often want to come back to the islands, but as visitors paying for more expensive hotel rooms, restaurants, and recreation. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.